For several years now, I've had the blessing of being a mentor and a leader amongst our statewide high school peer ministry team. I've taught at our leadership training school at by Kamishaluka, and I've done peer ministry trainings for our high school gathering. And every time that I get together, and I know it's God because it can't be me, that God shows up in this place when these kids are together. God has, through God's Holy Spirit, has brought these kids to this place, and they feel safe enough to share things that they would rather die than share in another instance. Really crazy personal things. You know, things like my mother has been sick with cancer for 3 years, and I've had to take care of my whole family because I'm the oldest, and I'm afraid that if she dies, I'll be alone. Who's going to take care of me? Or another young man, my brother got arrested for dealing drugs, and after he came back from prison, he just moved in like nothing had changed. And every time I see his face, I want to punch his face in because he made me so angry that he betrayed our family. Or my mom makes fun of my ears and my body so much so that I worry about how I look whenever I'm with someone else, whenever I go out. I can't stop thinking about that. Or, I don't really know even who I am, one young person said. I don't know what I like or dislike. I don't really know what I'm even about, what I care about. I just do whatever my parents tell me to do so that they don't get mad at me. One time I was in a group of these kids, and these are the leaders too, you know. These are kids just like your kids. One kid was talking about alcoholism in his family. And on the other side of the circle, there was a young girl who just was crying to herself. She didn't say anything. She didn't have to say anything. But on some level, I think we all knew that she was crying because she had experienced something like that in her family. And maybe she was crying out of relief, too. That she knew she wasn't alone in having to deal with the pain of having that in their family. One kid said, I smoke pot every day because I don't know how to relax and I don't know how to quit. One young woman said, I feel pulled in so many directions by so many commitments, I feel like I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. And I'm sure all of them, if they were in any kind of other situation, would say, I would die before I told anybody that. I would die. And yet they did share those things. And yet they did reveal their inner thoughts as Jesus was presented into the temple. This is what Simeon said. He said, this one here, this child, would bring the inner thoughts to light. Bring our inner thoughts to light. And it's amazing. It's a miracle how this happens every time that we do this. But somehow, because they have peers there who are non-anxious and non-judgmental and compassionate, they are able to see that God loves them even though they have all this junk going on in their life. And what's amazing, this is the other amazing fact about every time I've experienced this, is that nothing really ever gets fixed. Like, there's no great revelation about, oh, you just need to do this or just do that, and everything will be better. No, life isn't that simple, usually. Nothing, no great advice giving. And yet, every time we go home from one of these things, all the kids are laughing and crying and smiling and joking and hugging, and they're saying, oh, I don't want to go. Because they were known. You know, what's our motto here, right? To know Christ and make him known. You know, but part of being a Christian is to be known. Part of what it means to be in relationship with God and God's people is to be known. Your inner thoughts revealed. And these kids were known and loved. And somehow in the mystery of God's presence in that place where two or three are gathered in his name, they encountered him. And they didn't want to go home. because they liked being with Jesus in that place. And they said, hallelujah, we've held him in our hands. Just like Simeon and Anna. I mean, could you imagine being Simeon and Anna, right? Here they are in this occupied country. We can't conceive of this. Our history is so, our memory is so short, you know. But could you imagine living in an occupied nation where you had no say in what happened and everything seemed arbitrary, and if you made one little slip up and you pissed off, or I shouldn't say that, and you, sorry, excuse me, and don't be at me, and you made one guy mad, one centurion mad. My wife informed me that was a swear word recently. I didn't grow up with that being a bad word. I'm sorry. You could blame my parents. Please forgive me. Now I feel ashamed. My face is turning red. Anyway, if you made the wrong person mad, you could get killed. This is the place that Simeon and Anna are living in. This is Jerusalem. That's why Anna, she's not singing every day in the temple. She's not making joyful sacrifices every day in the temple. No, she's fasting and praying. That's something that somebody does when they're sad and in mourning. And what was Simeon longing for? He was longing for the redemption of Israel, for the consolation of the Savior. He's like, I have to see the Messiah. I have to know that there's hope, Lord God. And so when Simeon and Anna finally got to hold Jesus in their hands, they were like, this is it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they couldn't contain themselves. You know, they're going around. Oh, there he is right there. That's Jesus. He's going to save us all. And they didn't probably want to go home because they had experienced God in their hands. Hallelujah. It's been a long winter, hasn't it? It's only February. How much do you want the sun to shine? Or, man, we had that rainstorm a while back, you know, and it was like 38 degrees for one day. You were like, woo, yeah, it's balmy. I like that. And then it was like negative 20. That's just a taste of the longing that Simeon and Anna had for the Savior. They were in the winter of much discontent, to borrow from Shakespeare. But besides winter, what is causing you to be discontented? What are you longing for besides spring? What is the desire of your heart? What is your hope beyond hope? As you encounter Jesus today, what is he inviting you to reveal? What inner thought is inside of you that God could touch and feel and heal, just like those kids that I've met with over the years? What part of you needs to be known by your Savior? Coming up, we have a lot of opportunities for you to be known by your Savior. Pastor Paul and myself and Sharon will have pastoral care hours during the season of Lent, which is the time of year that we as the church take time to be known by each other and by our Savior in a real way. To take off the masks, to be honest. So if you want to have a pastoral care conversation, you can. You don't have to hide whatever's going on with you. And we're going to have these Lent small groups. And later I'm going to bring up the sign-up board. And during these small groups, there's no agenda. There's no agenda other than to be with God and God's people. And we're going to do that through reading the Psalms together. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Listen to God, listen to each other by reading the Psalms. That sounds pretty good to me. It sounds like a relaxation. Let's do that. Maybe God is inviting you to be a part of that. And even now, the seed of this is being planted in the hearts of so many people in our congregation. We've had these spiritual formation groups. This is different than the Lent groups. These spiritual formation groups that have been meeting. and experiencing what it's like to be known by God and loved, to hold Christ in their midst and say, hallelujah. You could be a part of something like that. Is God calling you to be a part of something like that? Talk to me. Talk to Pastor Paul. Talk to Sharon. Because we want you to be a part of something like that. To be a part of something like those high schoolers experienced. That's what we do together. We're with God together. And maybe you're a part of a group right now. Maybe you already lead Bible studies. I know Chris Crandall's starting a new Bible study right now. If you want to be a part of her women's Bible study on Thursdays, you can. Maybe God is calling you to be open and honest with yourself and these people in something you're already doing. To not just be friendly and nice, but be like, you know what's really going on with me? I'll tell you what's really going on with me. And to be loved and to be known and to hold that consolation in your hands in the midst of your brothers and sisters. And by doing so, to sing hallelujah, praise God. So we're going to do it right now. We're going to do it right now, just like Simeon and Anna. We're going to sing a little hallelujah song. I guess I'll stay up here. And I want you to listen to the words and sing it in a prayer type way. You know, really think about what you're singing, what I'm singing. You're going to sing on the chorus. I'm sure a lot of you already know it. If you want to sing together on the verses, you can too. Those are going to be up on the screen. And this is going to be our hymn for the day too. So you can just stay seated though. You don't have to stand up. But think of Simeon and Anna and think of yourself now. Encountering your consolation, your redemption, your salvation, and singing, praise God, hallelujah. I put my faith in God above, yet all I'd ever learned from love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. Love came in making two to one, proclaiming God, your kingdom come. And every breath we drew once, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When children are tucked in at night, parents dream of peace and light, of hope and love and freedom and a future. In the midst of war and poverty, broken dreams and the mystery, the Spirit comes and breathes the hallelujah. Your followers thinking all was lost, they scattered aimless like they never knew you. We know that we are broken too, denying that we follow you. It's a cold and it's a broken, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
hardened ones, to the captives and the prisoners, in our shame, our doubt, our fears, God's calling to you. Oh, love, it has its victory march, proclaiming peace to those far off. With grateful hearts, we raise the hallelujah. Trinity, the Lamb has come, we are set free, and joyfully we sing the hallelujah. To the Father, Son, and Holy Dove, we join our hands under God's love, and raise our voices singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
A cappella.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen.